This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I like to say. You got to be part of the solution. Really. I mean, otherwise, I got news for you. You are part of the problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. It's another way to do it. Got a multitude of ways you can get a hold of the show. I mean, seriously, when you say you can't get a hold of the show, you couldn't find the show, I'm going to tell you something. You weren't looking for the show. Really that simple. All right, you know, after the break, Xander Gibb joins me. And we're going to talk a lot about Brexit and a few other things. So earlier this week, I played that clip of the very, 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 extremely very confused heterosexual young man who said he identified as a woman but had all his male parts having sex with a woman but wanting to be called a lesbian. Now, one of us is confused, and I'll tell you what, it ain't me. Anyway, so we're talking depth about that. It's like those kind of conversations. But right now, another confusing story. This stuff is just amazing to me. So Connecticut University president is championing an effort to begin destigmatizing safe spaces on college campuses, obviously. How do you destigmatize a safe place? How do you destigmatize? You know, it's one thing, but they used to have these safe rooms. Right? Somebody broke into your house or something terrible was going on. You could run into this room and you were safe because the door was closed. They couldn't get in. They couldn't hurt you, that kind of stuff. But safe spaces on campuses, it's a way for people to get away from things they don't want to hear or see. Not necessarily things that are going to harm you, but God forbid, give you a moment to think. Now, the president said that the safe spaces are needed because it promotes intellectual diversity. Really? So running to a safe space because you don't want to see, hear, or talk about abortion makes for intellectual diversity when everybody in the room, hiding in the room, is hiding from the same exact thing? Where's the diversity? Now, there are studies now, growing studies now, that show it's just the opposite. It does just the opposite of what they believe it does or what they say it does. Wesleyan University President Michael Roth defended the notion of safe spaces on college campuses, right, as according to a New York Times op-ed. He said, don't dismiss safe spaces, right, characterizing critics of the practices. People claim to worry about the preservation free expression at colleges and universities. Well, again, if you run away from other viewpoints, viewpoints that are opposite yours, how does that promote diversity? You're all on the same page. See, this is the thing I get the biggest kick out of. Look at how much diversity there is in the presidential candidates of the Democrat Party. Come on. Take a look at them. They're like 99% white. Old white folks. There's no diversity there. The party of diversity doesn't even know what it is. According to Roth, a safe space is the attempt to make sure all students are made to feel welcome in or outside the classroom. He concedes that the coddling of students who feel fragile is counterproductive, but later in the interview, he argued that for the different people at different times, safety can mean different things. No! This is the problem with the verbiage. Right? They've stolen the meanings of the verbiage. When you talk about comprehensive, we've been through this a million times. When you talk about reproductive health, it means different things to different people, but it doesn't. It only means one thing. How your reproductive system in your body can maintain its health. How you take the proper nutrients to maintain its wealth, its health. When you talk about comprehensive immigration reform, Democrats have one mindset as to what that means. Republicans have another. To one, it means open borders. Let them all in. To the other, it means you have an orderly way to get in this country. We've allowed them, just like with you know, when it comes to homophobia, Islamophobia, any of the phobias you want to come up with, right? We've allowed them to take those words away from us, and we shouldn't. We should push back and go, no. Show me where it means that. The same thing here with safe spaces. Right? Despite acknowledging the risks of infantilizing students by overprotecting them, Roth insists that the practice of creating safe spaces is still an important and necessary one. He says that outright dismissal of safe spaces can amount to harmful disregard for well-being of students. So did we have, I'd love somebody to come on and discuss this. Did we have more young people that were mentally unstable in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s than we do today? Or do we have kids with more mental issues, mental stability today? See, I would look at that and say, if we had less shootings, right, less instability, mental instability in the 60s and 70s, and we have more now, and we allow the lunatics on the left to keep driving us down that road, then it's our fault. They're the idiots. We need to go back to the way it was in the 60s and 70s, how we handle this, and those safe spaces need to be turned back into workout rooms. Maybe Xander Gibb can calm me down the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, the guy you've been waiting for. Really, no kidding. Now that you got me all worked up, anyway, Sandy gives George as he does every week, and we kind of set up before the show goes, and I think we wind each other up. Xander, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, you like that, because I know it's kind of later where you're at. I get you all wound up. You probably can't go to bed for 4 hours after this. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. My bells are ringing in my ears.
There you go.
You know, it's like,
that means Brexit
keeps
is
me awake. It's so late.
That's like Brexit is complete now, right? I mean, like when they elect a pope, they burn something down and... And we'll get back to that
cut
in a
to
second.
Cut to my grandchildren saying, is this Brexit thing, you know, happening?
They're going to want to know if it's breakfast by the time, you know, it'd be your great-grandchildren, my friend, at the rate you're going.
Actually, Yeah, actually, last night on TV, one politician here, Lord Scriv or Scrud or whatever his name is, was referring to it as breakfast instead of Brexit, which is hilarious, you know.
Well,
I'm anti-breakfast. I'm eat it then.
That's right. Well, you guys don't have, you have different names for stuff. We have, sausage and, kippers and stuff like that? I don't even know what you have.
Not me personally, but they do have kippers for breakfast here, yeah, some people.
Yeah. I don't
like anything with bones in it for breakfast.
Okay.
Unless it's liberals.
Oh, we're going to go there? All right, cool. I can do that. Hey, listen, earlier this week, and I sent you a copy of it, I sent you over a video. And the video was, I think it was three young people in it, and they do not identify as the gender they were born with, because gender is a construct, it's a label, it's a this, it's a that. But one of the ones I thought was quite interesting, and I said, it's why we don't take any of them seriously. They do it to themselves. And one of them was born a male, identifies as a female, having sex with another female, but wants it to be considered a lesbian relationship, because we don't have a right to put a label on them. And I'm thinking, this is why, and I like to joke like this, this is why Trump won. You guys are lunatics. All right? I don't care who or how you're sleeping with, but call it what it is. Don't play word games. That's why we don't take you seriously. Help me understand, because,
I have to defend this somewhat joke, because given the fact that I identify as a unicorn, Facebook gives you all to identify as, and I identify as a unicorn. But obviously that's for political purposes, to highlight the idiocy of the left.
Doesn't that demean the gay and lesbian community, though?
Yes, it does. Because the thing is, okay, you're gay, I'm gay, big deal, let's throw a big party. But when you start to politicize it, that's when I have a problem. Because why should... If this person wants to identify in that way, that's absolutely fine. But what you do is you actually make it harder for the rest of us to know how to deal with you or to respond to you, for want of a better phrase. Because ultimately, people who have transitioned, you sometimes don't know how to refer them to them. So if you come along to anything I'm doing and you tell me you're anything but male or female, I will be polite to you, but I'm not playing a game, and I'm not buying your T-shirt, and I'm just not reading the book.
I love that one.
Because simply there's men and there's women, and we don't need to know who you're sleeping with and why, because it's not our business.
Yeah, I...
Even that, you don't know who I'm sleeping with, Joe. You've known me for a long time, but you don't know anything don't about that side of me.
You don't send me a postcard and say, here's
no,
my boy.
No, I offer it, but the postage between the United Kingdom and America... It's so darn expensive right now.
And by the time you get here, you've moved on to somebody else. So I don't know.
Exactly.
Right? So,
exactly.
But no, it's really funny because people think that I'm against it. I go, no, I think all these terminology games, I think they actually hurt the community. I think they actually, make it harder for you to have an honest and open conversation, especially.
They do.
You got a video like that and they pummel you. I mean, those young people. You were saying something about, the older gay community who go, wait a minute, what happened here? We did all the fighting. We did, and not that they say that those benefits shouldn't go to somebody else, but you're actually making a mockery of those benefits, are they not?
Absolutely, because, it's no secret that, I am gay, and, 25 years ago fought for equality for the gay community. I don't know what more we could have that's equal. I know in some states you can be fired for being gay, but that work is still to be done, and I know that is going to happen. But it really annoys me when younger gay people, and I was talking to a friend of mine about this today, they think they own it, they think they created it, they think they're the first ones that came up with it. And what gives them the right to do it is the left's attitude, where you can live in a world where you can say, I was born a male, but I identify as female and I sleep with women, therefore I am a lesbian. No, you're a heterosexual with deeper issues. I'm sorry, that's what I'm just putting that out there. But that's not what I fought for, Joe. I fought for equality. And even the gay marriage issue, as a Christian, I don't believe in gay marriage. But I do believe that everybody should have the same rights. If you choose to live your life with someone of the same sex, you should get the same rights as a heterosexual couple. But no way should you be allowed to go into a church and get married and force a minister of religion to partake in that ceremony, because to me that's just not acceptable.
Look, whether you believe, and I tell this to my Christian friends all the time, whether you believe in a lifestyle, a marriage, or whatever, we're not called to pound on people and beat on people. In the gay community back in the late 60s, 70s, and probably into the early 80s, they were physically abused by Christians and others. And it was wrong.
Right.
It's not the way we're supposed to act or react. And
no.
It's just amazing to me. But again, I think that there's a lot of people, and look at this, and it's going to sound like it's young bashing here, but if you really think about it, even the young people, when it comes to the sovereignty of this country and our military people, they are so just demeaning towards those people. And,
right.
And it's almost heartbreaking because you and I are still old enough and/young enough to know what those men and women fought for. I think the younger groups, they have no clue as to what they fought for. And now that I've eaten up all the time, we'll go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Flintstones. You know what I mean. We'll be back in a minute.
Yabba dabba do.
Only, some of you are old enough to remember the theme song from the Flintstones. So you'll know what I'm talking about. This is, again, it's back to terminology. Who took what terminologies? Who played with what? We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mussini, your host. You'll see the real side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
search for victims and survivors continues 5 days after Dorian slammed the Bahamas with 185-mile-an-hour winds that obliterated countless homes and entire regions of the island. Officials say over 30 people have been confirmed dead, but that toll is sure to rise as there are still dead bodies floating through the area. Singer and actor Lenny Kravitz, who's currently on tour, is from the Bahamas and had this to say.
Damage has been absolutely massive. I know that we've all been praying for the Bahamas, and that's wonderful, but we can also take action. And so many of you have been reaching out asking what you can do. So these are the first three charities that I've donated to: the National Association of the Bahamas, CORE, and World Central Kitchen.
The Bahamian Health Ministry said helicopters and boats are on the way, but officials continue to warn of delays because of the severe flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Please answer the question.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know what? The man you can't... I mean, seriously, I know that you don't come here to listen to me. You come here to listen to him. We're back with my buddy... Oh, our buddy, actually. Xander Gibb. Always enjoy his time with me. Xander, thanks for being with me. And I know you're in from across the pond. We're going to talk about Brexit in a couple of minutes, but I just got a couple of loose ends to tie up. We were just talking about, you know, religion. We were talking about different communities and what have you. But I was teasing about the Flintstones because you were telling me a cute little story about your grandma. And there's a lot of other older people I've talked to about this, which is the Flintstones theme song. I guess it was their theme song, right? In there, they talk about having a gay old time. And in the old movies, right, the term gay only meant that you were having a, you know, a party or a happy time or whatever.
Exactly.
You're going out dancing. We're going to have some dinner and some gayness. Well, that's taking on a whole new meaning today, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And my grandmother said, oh, we can't even use that word anymore. We can't say we're going to have a gay time.
Yeah.
At the weekend, you know, because you gays have stolen it from us, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
Well, and she doesn't mean it in a negative way. She doesn't. No, she's not being nasty or mean.
No, of course not. But I think that there is this, you know, control of the narrative from the left that tells us what terminology. Vernacular we should use when talking about gay people. Even myself, even on social media, there are words I'm not allowed to use, even pertaining to myself. So the world has gone mad, really. Don't be calling yourself an Italian American, because that is offensive to Americans.
No, when I started the show, I remember we used to use the word homosexual, and I was told, no, you can't use that. That's derogatory. Derogatory. It's just, okay, fine. What word should I use? You know, and it's evolved. It's like, I don't know. Have you ever seen the Madea series? Madea,
yeah.
All right. And she has a line where she goes, I don't know. You know, first we were a Negro, and then we were colored people, and then we were this, and we were that. She goes through a whole list of stuff. She goes, and now I guess we're all African Americans. I mean, it just keeps changing. I'm trying to keep up. She's a black woman saying I'm trying to keep up, right?
That's
the biggest kick out of that, because it is. People start grabbing the terminologies. To what end? I really don't know, other than control. That's the way I see it. And it's like you heard about the dust-up this week with Marianne Williamson, okay? And so she starts talking about why people, our hearts and prayers, she says our hearts and prayers go out to them, and they started beating her up that she would use the term prayer. And, she comes back now. I am not on the same page with the woman. She's probably more of a spiritualist, as they say. But she, and being a Democrat, a very liberal Democrat, she says, look, I don't understand what the problem is here. You know, we talk about being an inclusive party, yet we can't include terms that are, they're not negative terms. People believe in prayer. Prayer has power. Studies show that people who believe in God and pray and have people praying for them when they go into surgeries that come out, they heal faster, they come out better. And she was 100% on, but it shows you how devolved, not evolved, but devolved the Democratic Party has become, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You see, they try and control the narrative, and then when it doesn't work for them, they, stomp and scream all over the place. But the concern for me is that this control is not to support any particular group. It's actually to mm-hmm. further their ideology.
Yep.
And that's a good concern point. To me.
Yep. It's a very, very good point that you're making there. It's for them to push their narrative, to support their narrative. And if you won't go along with their narrative, then you're the ignorant, dangerous person. And that's, I mean, look at what's his name? Sanders. You know, old man Sanders comes out this week and basically approves of abortion for climate change, to support climate change. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, who else does that? The Chinese, right? I mean, when they had the whole one baby thing, and now they got a major league problem because over 60% of their population are males. So they got an issue.
Isn't it crazy when it comes to bite you back with these things that you just, in controlling the nation, you end up with too many.
I like you,
I'm rather smile. Worried about. Absolutely. I'm rather worried about a lot of these, labor candidates. Liberal candidates, because, one of them this week was saying, endorsing abortion up to the day before the baby was supposed to be born.
Right.
And
sick.
I mean, what world are we living in where, where politicians sick. Can endorse killing children the day before they're about to be born?
There was a reporter following around Bernie Sanders, and she asked him specifically, same question three times, totally ignored her like she wasn't even on the planet. Mr. Sanders, you support the killing. Why don't you support the rights of a baby born after a botched abortion with a heartbeat, sir? Why don't you support that baby's right to live? And he wouldn't even respond to her, right? And when they do respond, they say that's a false narrative. It doesn't happen. Okay, it does happen.
Of course it happens.
Gosnell went to jail because it happened so frequently with him, and they're looking at others for that right now. But that's that narrative thing that you're talking about. They're directing the narrative, the verbiage, and the words.
Well, it's an agenda, isn't it, basically, Joe? And they further this agenda in order to control the populace.
Right.
And the concern for me is that and anybody that doesn't kind of go along with that agenda is labeled a hater or a phobic, and that really scares me because where do we have to go from this? We have nowhere to go because we don't disagree because we hate people. We disagree because we disagree for a reason. Even just take the abortion issue.
Yep.
We are demonized for condemning the continued killing of viable fetuses, viable babies that would live outside of the womb. It's kind of like we flash back to King Herod, wanting to kill all the baby boys.
You can get spiritual. These people, they get all freaky on you. But I would say the same thing. Look, you want to throw up to us that, what is it, 95% of scientists, which is not true. 95% of scientists agree with climate change is man-made, right? Okay, great. Recently, over 90% of the baby doctors have said, look, babies are viable at 27 weeks. On the average, without question, 27 weeks. So if it is a baby by a majority of the doctors in 27 weeks, then you don't have a right to take their life after that. Let's start off with little chunks. You want to do the science thing? I'll do the science thing. Go ahead and deny me, because then you're just a liar. Really that simple.
Well, in some states, correct me if I'm wrong, a baby is considered, a fetus is considered a human being at the point of conception. Is that right?
A heart, when you can detect the heartbeat.
Yeah, when there's a heartbeat.
8 days. So you could you could conceivably say 8 days in, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but it doesn't, no. See, what it's boiled down to, and if you listen now to the rhetoric, none of it is whether it's a baby or not. None of it is whether it's viable or not. It is all about the mother's reproductive rights, the mother's health rights, okay? So the mother has the right to play God, in essence. Whether it's a baby or not, they won't even debate that anymore.
But, I flash back to, you know, when to the last election, you know, with Tim Kaine that was claiming that abortion was a contraceptive right.
Oh, my God.
I'm hitting myself on the head right now because the ridiculousness of this.
Yeah.
You know, abortion is not meant to replace condoms or or taking the pill.
No.
You know, aside of the issues that kind of come with that, but to say that this is what's the word I use? My brain just died.
A reproductive right.
No, not reproductive right.
Reproductive health.
My brain.
I'm not a dictionary, buddy.
It basically, he said that abortion was akin to condoms and contraceptive right. That's what he said.
He's sick, man.
Basically.
Just a sick man.
And so it's absolutely, you know, contraceptive rights are not, abortion is not a contraceptive right.
You know, I find it, again, it's them taking the narrative, but we got to go for a quick break. Bottom line with it is they get to play God. We don't. And if you open your mouth, you hate women. Just stupid. We'll be back in a minute. Jamie Gibbs going nowhere. No, he's not going anyplace. But look, when he comes back, we are going to talk more about that. And Brexit, you don't realize that some of you actually don't realize how much Brexit is influencing us here. What they're using that for against President Trump. And a lot of them are using it as a line against Trump. Anyway, Jamie Gibbs joins me. Be back with us right after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
No, we're not. We are now. We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-55. I don't know what's doing that. Oh, but no, see? It's off. Okay, I don't even know what other side you're talking about. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I will find that while you're listening.
Back at it again. Zarin DeGibb joins me as he does every week. And we're really truly wrapping up and talking about the lunacy of the week, because this week has been exceptionally crazy. I mean, abortion for climate change control. I don't believe I live on this planet. You know what? I'm thinking that I was hit by a bus, and this is just like a really bad dream while I'm in my coma. You know what I'm saying? I don't know any other way to look at it.
Please, let's wake up soon.
Soon, yeah. Jolt me awake here, because this is... I don't get anybody with a sane mind, and I would love it. I would love for a Democrat, a liberal Democrat, to sit with me and explain to me how having an abortion, even up to labor pains, helps climate change, is the right of a mother, right of the baby carrier. And as a Christian, if you're a Christian and you want to argue your right to commit abortion, to commit murder for all intents, I would love for you to call me. I would have a field day with that.
It's kind of like a Bazinga issue, isn't it? Just climate change. The phrase climate change is like Bazinga.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, now it's climate crisis. Did you catch that, by the way?
Climate crisis.
They changed the word again.
Was it 20 years ago was saying, some liberal politician was saying 20 years ago, oh, if we don't sort this out, you know, in 10 years, you know, the climate, the problems with the climate will just be, you know, 20 years on and it's still the same. It's not got any worse.
They keep saying, you know, what I love about it is I did an article on this on my website a long time ago, and I bring it up from time to time. I say, if you really look at what they predicted back in the early 70s, you know, a lot of these guys, if they were, finance managers, you would have fired them a long time ago because absolutely none of it has happened. Matter of fact, the opposite in some cases happened. They were calling for worldwide famine, that two-thirds of the world population would be wiped out because we wouldn't be able to grow anything. Well, I don't know about you. I got an obesity problem in this country, and we're having obesity problems across the planet. So something went wrong.
Sure, here too.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's like there's all this. A lot of it is scaremongering as well, you know, because the anti-Brexit people have been saying for long enough, oh, we're going to have a famine in the UK. I mean, let's face it, it's a buyer's market. If Europe doesn't want to sell to us, we'll get it from America.
There you go.
You know, it's a total buyer's market.
Yep.
And it's so easy for people to be scared into agreeing. And that kind of bothers me. But it's the left. I mean,
Us fearmongers.
The same everywhere we go.
Yeah, they call us the fearmongers, which I get the biggest kick out of, frankly. You know, because I'm sitting there going, really, we're the fearmongers, and who's talking about the world coming to an end all the time, no matter what?
Yeah.
I just find it amazing. So, but let's get on that and talk to our buddy Boris Johnson, all right? This poor guy beating his brains out, trying to do the will of the people, basically what he's doing, right? I mean,
yeah.
And Parliament is going, screw the people.
Exactly.
Right? And I'm listening to them argue a little bit. I'm thinking to myself, first of all, I love the way Parliament argues over there. I keep telling you that. I just think it's like a food fight every day of the week. But the will of the people needs to be carried out. And that's what Boris is saying. No matter what, we need to do what we told them, what they want us to do. They're not interested, are they?
What they voted for.
Yeah.
And now they're saying that, you know, because the majority of when the referendum happened, you know, the majority was like, you know, 3.54%.
Right.
And now they're saying that that's not enough of a majority. And now what the left, I mean, let me give you a quick roundup of what's happened this week before I tell you what they want to do. Essentially this week, so many people have, you know, stab bars in the back, even conservatives who are not conservatives by our standard. And he's fired 21 of them this week. One of them defected to the Liberal Democrat. But the thing is, and you know, I can probably get into trouble for saying this, but I'm going to say allegedly, so it covers all things. I would not be surprised if certain people on the left in the UK have been paid by Europe to change their stance, because the leader of the left was pro-leave originally, and now all of a sudden, miraculously, he is kind of like anti-leave, doesn't want them to leave the EU. You know, where is this big change? So now they're trying to say, you know, Boris has been in power for 5 months, and now saying, oh well, you know, he's obviously not got a very strong administration. But here's the thing. The crunch matter of this is that the left, Labour, which is the equivalent of the Liberal Democrats, want the negotiation to go this way, where it stays the same, where we just say we leave, but everything stays the same and we continue to pay money to them. But that's not what the British people voted for. They voted to leave altogether. They voted to stop paying money to them and not to pay a divorce settlement.
Right.
And that's what a no-deal Brexit would be. But there are some things that affect Ireland, but I kind of think that these things can be ironed out. But what Jeremy Corbyn wants is for the UK to leave and still be in the pocket of the EU and to bow down to them. And this is what restoring sovereignty is about. It's about making your own decisions. It's about not bowing down to any other country, whether it be China or whoever it might be. Sovereignty is sovereignty. And yeah. And we need to
that's
take
what
that
they
back
don't
in
want.
The UK.
Yeah, they don't want sovereignty. It's very obvious. Yeah.
But it's not about the will of the people now. It's actually about the will of certain politicians. Remember a few weeks ago I said about the left politician who said how elitist the Labour Party equivalent of the Democrats has become in this country now, and it's not about your average person anymore. It's about something totally different.
Yeah.
But surely the will of the people should be what it's all about. You know, this is exactly what Donald Trump is doing in America. He's making it about making it better for the American people. And don't you wish it was possible for the Donald to fire these people, these senators and stuff that do this to him and stab him in the back? Because that would be great.
Well, you know, I was taught by some politicians here in California years ago as I watch them maneuver and then tell me how to maneuver or try to teach me how to maneuver. And they would talk about certain votes that were throwaway votes that you couldn't win with anyhow and votes that would possibly lose you another election, okay? And I'm watching how Congress is playing out and who's deciding they could vote for or against based on the constituency at home and what they can get away with and blah, blah, blah. And I see that happen in England, too, you know, to your point of these guys go back to their areas and start talking about why they voted against it because it would have hurt the British people because it didn't have A, B, and C in there. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Those kind of things. They learn how to spin that stuff. And
absolutely.
And they thought they were going to lose. They didn't think that Boris or whoever were going to be able to push this through. So it's easy to sound like you're for it, right?
Absolutely. And the guy... You know, the guy that did leave, and I'm going to name him and shame him. He was a conservative member of parliament, Dr. Philip Lee, and he is such a turncoat, and the people in his area voted for him as a conservative member of parliament. And now Vecino, conservative in name only, has left the conservative party. He should be voted out of that seat. That's like in America, if someone is a Republican and then they defect to the left and become a Democrat, the voters vote for that person based upon the fact that they are what they say they are. If they change that, then something has to give, as far as I'm concerned.
No, you're exactly right. Anyway, hey, tell people how to find you, where to find you, and don't give them the specific name of the pizza joint because they don't like that. Yeah.
No, because I get lots of fans, you know. You know, banging at my door in the morning. Usually I get up and let them out. But you can find me at sandygibbs.com. And I'll be on the real side every week.
Yes.
Without fail.
Yeah, well, no, and I like that. That's good. Matter of fact, you know, I was telling some people that we do pre-record this for obvious reasons because at 3 o'clock in the morning it's kind of tough. And I'm not recording at 3 o'clock in the morning for you, and I don't expect you to do it for me.
No.
But I do appreciate your time, and I got to tell you something. This thing with Brexit, and I only got a couple seconds left, but this thing with Brexit has really opened a lot of people's eyes, including mine, to say, look, the legislators here in America, they're in England, where democracy or a type of democracy is there, they don't really care about the people. They've lost their care. And maybe that's something we'll harp on a little bit more next week. Hey, have a great weekend, my friend. Don't do anything stupid, and don't eat all the pizzas they bring you. I'm telling you, it's not good.
I'm not allowed to eat pizza anymore, but have a great weekend, too, and lots of love to all of the listeners.
You know, I always enjoy his time with us, and again, he is in England for reasons he'll tell you about maybe someday, but I appreciate your time with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate your time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess what? The wall is working. Mexico's help is working. Border crossings are down by 56%. And the Dems were wrong again. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.